Robert Fisher's post denigrating women, including one where he wrote that rape was not, quote, an absolute ban, prompted Governor Sununu to call for his resignation. Sherry Frost tweets, including one where she described terrorists as mostly Christian white men, have angered Republicans. That lawmakers in the House would review any rep social media post is unusual. Before the House did so, Democratic Representative Jackie Cilley said any suggestion that Frost posts are of a similar concern as Fisher's is over the top.
I would like to just point out that I think this is an absolute false equivalency.
Many in the House appeared to agree. The vote to review Frost passed by just 2-vote. The proposal to review both her and Fisher cleared the House with ease.
There having been 307 votes in the affirmative, 56 in the negative, the motion is adopted.
Outside the chamber, where a few protesters held anti-Fisher signs, Republican Representative Al Baldassaro told Democrats that policing Fisher's speech without any evidence of the crime was going too far.
Did he rape somebody? Did he go and kill somebody? Did he go and threaten somebody? No, he didn't.
Neither the lawmakers at the center of the controversy are prominent in Concord, but both seem confident the matters will end to their satisfaction. Fisher says he expects to be absolved quickly.
Yes, absolutely, because I think that the truth will be out at the hearing.
Sherry Frost, meanwhile, says she has no regrets over her tweets and isn't anxious about where she now finds herself.
I'm not particularly concerned. Everything that I've said has been said out in the open. I advocate for people with less privilege than me. I do my job. So
the House committee looking into their social media posts will start its job Tuesday. House leaders say the scope of review will be limited to posts or comments Fisher and Frost made during this legislative term. The committee will have until June 1st to report back to the full House with any recommendations. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.